Hello everybody, I just walked out of my dentist and I'm on my way walking home. I don't know about you guys, but a fucking 45 minute delay almost is not an acceptable excuse, okay? Or is acceptable behavior when you're having a appointment with a dentist. If I'm going to a doctor, it's cool. It's because there's another person in front of me who's probably asking a whole bunch of bullshit questions, and that happens, I understand that. My problem is there, it wasn't like somebody was in front of me whose procedure was running kind of long. No, I hear plates chinging and all that other shit, and people laughing, so I'm like, what are you guys having, a fucking Christmas party in here? Right in the middle of the fucking day? I'll be a friggin' dentist or consuming alcohol right now because I have a problem with that. Second of all, because you don't leave your fucking patients waiting like that. It's not cool. It's not cool. And I don't understand why they would do that. I've been going to this dentist since I was 13. So 14 years, so over... Yeah, since... No, sorry, longer. 18 years I've been going there. So for over half my life, I'm going to this dentist, and now all of a sudden he decides to fuck me over? What is this shit? What is this? What, I don't... my insurance doesn't pay you on time? That's false. They pay you usually after about 3 days. And I usually pay the difference, which is 10%, the same day I get the procedure done. Because I don't like being in debt. But you know what? I fucking had it. It can take one bad experience for me to ruin an establishment. That's all it takes. Because that is a huge lack of respect for your clientele. Is don't disrespect their time. And that's what just happened. I just had my time disrespected. And I don't appreciate it. It's the, to me, honestly... In my personal life philosophy, I think wasting someone's time is the worst fucking thing you can do to them. Time is one of the only resources we can't get back. Money, savings, yeah, you can get those back. You can get that back. It's not easy, but you can. It's a lot of hard work. What else can you get back? Friends, well, you can probably get better ones. You know? If they start pissing you off, or you can talk to them at least and amend things. But wasting my time is inexcusable. Because time is the one resource in life that we can't get back. We can't make more of it, no matter how much money we would pay. We could throw trillions and billions of dollars at it, and you could not get more time. It's the one thing we cannot replicate in life. And not at all. It is impossible to replicate. No miracle of science. Nothing can do that. Time is of the essence. And that's how I am. If you tell me you have a fucking dentist appointment at 12:30, you fucking see me at 12:30. And not fucking quarter after, which is when they called me to ask me, you know, where I am. I didn't answer the fucking phone. I was too pissed. I was gonna go on a wild ranting spree if I would've. But I'm not like that. I like to calm down first and then explain the situation. She called it a slight delay. 45 minutes is a slight fucking delay to you? Yeah, it's a slight delay if you're getting into an airplane. And I do apologize for the wind here. But don't waste my fucking time. Don't ever waste my fucking time. And people who know me well know that about me. Don't waste my fucking time. It's my biggest pet peeve in the world. It's the one thing that I just will not bend on or anything. Don't waste my time. I find a 10-minute delay acceptable. Or, what would have also been acceptable is if there would have been some dude, or person, rather, who was, you know, before me, whose procedure is taking kind of long because complications happen. That's cool, too. I don't want that guy to bleed out or have him cause any damage, but that wasn't the case. That wasn't the case. Not at all. The walls of my doctor's, in my dentist's office are paper thin. Because the dude, I guess, cheaped out on the construction of the place, I guess. And they're basically hollow walls. There's not even insulation in them. So, I'm like, you know what? And I just walked. I fucking walked. That's unacceptable. 10-minute delay for bullshit? Fine with me. 45-minute delay for bullshit? Not acceptable. Not acceptable. And I'm going to tell them that once I calm down. Because if I talk to them right now, I'm going to go on expletive-written rant. And I don't want to do that. they don't deserve that. But they do believe, they do deserve to hear my explanation. I fuck it, I actually should just yell at them. But you know what? It's not the girls in the front who are the receptionists. But I guess my dentist just makes too much fucking money to not give a shit and doesn't mind his fucking patients walking out. It's bullshit. Especially when the chick came to the front and told me 2 minutes, 7 minutes passed, I walk. I give you a 5 minute fucking leeway. I don't understand that with people. When you say 2 minutes, say 2 minutes. I never tell a person 2 minutes. I always tell them 7 minutes or 10 minutes or less. That's what I always say to them. Of course, they frown. And then I say, what? You want me to lie to you? You want me to lie to you just to make you feel better for that, you know, few seconds until you realize you've been duped? I don't like doing that to people. It's annoying. I'm not one of these people. So, you know what? My dentist can go fuck himself. Because I'm going to look for a different one. This is unapologetic. There's no apology that I can make and go back there. None whatsoever. Because you know what? That's bullshit. You don't do that. Again, if it would have been somebody who is having a procedure done before me and it's going wrong, because, you know, shit happens, that's fine. I'm perfectly okay with that. I'll wait an hour after that, just as long as that person gets the treatment that they need. But what's not acceptable is when they fucking let you wait because you're having a fucking some sort of party. Fuck you. Fuck you. And go fuck yourself. Anyhow, I feel better now. I'm almost home. I've been walking a lot these days. I try to use less public transportation and more stuff that's in walking distance. I actually go into walking distance with it. Anywho, until next time, toodles. And hopefully next time I can do an audiobook about something positive. Laters.